Hi, everybody. Once again, this is Jordan, and it's Monday, the 24th of May, 2010. And I've been doing this webcast now for over 5 years, every Monday night. Each one is different. We archive the calls on our team support website, www.thecoolbuzz.com. And I'm doing this webcast tonight from Chicago, Illinois, downtown. And I'm really excited to be here with all of you. We have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people on with us tonight, possibly even thousands. I'd like to mention first that Adam Packard, one of our top 10 distributors in send-out cards, Adam started his business when he was in his 20s. He's now in his early 30s, actually very early 30s. He just published a book through the send-out cards publishing company, Eagle One. And I got to tell you something. It's called Stay the Course, Lessons Learned on My SOC Journey. Now, keep in mind, this is a guy that is of the age that he's got his own business through send-out cards. And he's achieved things that most people won't achieve in their entire lifetime. And I really want to encourage you to read his book. And it's a great book that you can actually send to people through the send-out card system as well. Now, Adam had a big week because two things big in Adam's life occurred. One is he published his own book, which is a phenomenal book. And secondly, he officially got his private pilot's license this week. And by the way, when books get published through Eagle One, that means we get full volume on those books when you send them out in a card, which is cool. It means you get paid when you when people in your organization send the book. Now, when I heard Adam present the information in this book to a group of send-out cards distributors prior to the book being published, I thought to myself, every send-out cards distributor needs to hear this information. And it's kind of like being a fly on the wall in a room full of top send-out cards earners. And so send one to yourself, read it over, and then refer it to people. You can also order the book from www.staythecoursebook.com, www.staythecoursebook.com. Or you can just pick a card, type a message in the card to yourself, and then add it as a gift and send it to yourself. Now, what if there were an opportunity, listen carefully to this, what if there were an opportunity to sign up for a program where you got paid 35% off someone else's investment, not your own money? Or what if you got paid 2 to 25% of the investment of other people's money and you didn't have to ask for money or invest your own money? Now, send-out cards is not an investment. When you signed up as an entrepreneur, you purchased a business for $398. You know, technically, we're not allowed to call send-out cards an investment. However, we do get paid a percentage each month when money is spent by our customers, and it does somewhat resemble interest, the same type of interest that you'd get when you invest your money. When people invest their money in financial vehicles, they invest principal, and then hopefully if the investment is a good one, they get some interest back, and that's why they do it. And over the course of our lifetimes, we want to invest enough money that our interest will pay our bills so that we don't ever have to go through the principal. That's the theory, but most people never do it. The other day I was thinking, when I sign up a customer on send-out cards and that customer uses our service to send a card, I get 35%. They get a great service, and I get 35% of what they spend when I sign up a retail customer. So I'm essentially, that's somebody who purchases the $99 program and just signs up as a retail customer. So I'm essentially getting 35% off money that they're spending, which is just like investing. Where else can I get 35% off the money spent by someone else each and every month? Think about that. You know, we invest our money hoping to get 2 to 5 to 10%. What if you could have somebody else invest their money and you got 35%? That would be a pretty sweet deal. So as I build a team and that team results in others that get customers, I'm getting between 2 and 25% of what they do in card volume each month. I didn't have to get them to invest in anything. I had other people that showed people a great product and or an opportunity, which is send-out cards, and I get a percentage each month on money they spend. In fact, after 17 years of working a job, you know, I worked in corporate America for 17 years at America West Airlines and a number of other jobs in landscape architecture, et cetera, I had $0 saved after 17 years of work. Now, sure, I had saved money during my years in corporate America. I had a 401k plan and things like that. But events and circumstances had resulted in me digging into my savings and spending it on other things, you know, like credit card bills that got out of control or some type of a personal emergency, and then I dug into my – or an investment in a house that ultimately caused me to lose a little bit of money. I dug into my 401k and my savings and spent that money. And after 17 years, I had zero savings. Now, I have about 1.5 million per month that I get a percentage on, and it's none of my money in send out cards. I didn't have to earn the money and I didn't have to save the money. But here's the best part. You have the same opportunity that I did and still do today. Right now we're about a $50 million company on our way to a billion and beyond. So when will most of the money be made? On the journey from zero to 50 million or on the journey from 50 million to a billion? You know, where are most of the dollars in that equation? Do you want a percent of the growth between 50 million and a billion? By the way, a billion is $80 million per month. So how much of this do you want? How much of it do you want to have a percentage of each month? So how does this model compare to what most people do to prepare for the future? Most people gamble on the stock market and hope to get a good return of 4 to 7%. But as we know, it's pretty risky, and it's somewhat like going to Vegas. You put your money in, and you hope that it goes up, and a lot of times it goes down. And you just hope that when you need it, it's not down. You could be safer and invest your money in the bank at 2% or less. You know, it's your money. You're taking your money that you make, and you invest it. Let's say you invest it in a bank CD or something like that and get 2% or whatever you get. You have to hope that the bank doesn't go out of business, and sure, it's insured and things like that up to a certain limit. Again, it's your money, meaning that you've taken your money that you've made and you had to make it and then you had to save it up. So how much can you save up? Let's say you saved up $5,000 in a year. So you know, you're working your job or your traditional business and you're able to save $5,000 this year and put it in a bank at 2%. 2% of that $5,000 is about $100 a year. You don't have access to that $5,000. It's tied up in the bank. It's a little bit at risk because something happens to the bank, but let's just say it's not at risk. And you get 2% of that each month, which is $100 a year. Or you could go out and get one retail customer and get paid $20. That's for getting the retail customer, plus your residual of $126. You know, you're making actually 35% off about $30 a month. That's assuming they don't even buy any gifts or things like that. That's just off cards. So you're making $126 a year plus the $20 that you get for signing up the retail customer. That's $146 a year, and you didn't have to invest a penny. So you could invest $5,000, put it in the bank, and get your $100 a year, or you could go out and get a retail customer, one retail customer, and make $146. You didn't have to invest a penny. It's someone else's money. Do you get this? What if you got one customer a month, just one customer a month? That's over $1,500 in commissions for the year, and you didn't have to invest a penny of your own money. Now, if you got three customers per month, that's $6,000 for the year. You'd need to invest $300,000 of your own money over the course of the year, $300,000 of your own money over the course of the year to create the equivalent of $300,000 at 2%. And you'd have to do that year, and it has to be your money that you made to create this. That's four times more than what most people make in a year, and that's what you'd have to save in order to get your $6,000. Now, I haven't even begun to factor in the benefits of building an organization. I'm just talking about collecting a few customers. So pretty exciting stuff. Now, as you're building a team and your team is acquiring customers, you're receiving 2% to 25% of their volume of cards and gifts, and again, it's not your money. It's their money, and they're happy to spend it because it gives them great value in their lives. It really doesn't get any better than this, and this is one of the reasons I love network marketing. Now, I want to share an experience with you. My good friend Beyond Wynn is on the phone with us tonight. Spent some time with Beyond and Brother Jalif and a bunch of their team this weekend. And Beyond's a senior manager from Cleveland, well on his way to executive. And he had a short conversation with Cody Bateman, Send Out Cards founder, a few weeks ago. And in that conversation, Beyond mentioned that he is on a challenge to do 15,000 push-ups per month. That's right. You heard that right. 15,000 push-ups per month. That's about 400 per day. Now, Beyond came to North Carolina and got a big and humbling surprise. Cody had taken the challenge and modified it a little bit. And Beyond didn't even know that he'd taken this challenge on. Beyond just mentioned it to Cody. And Cody took it upon himself and took the challenge on. Cody told me and Adam Packard about this challenge, and we decided to all start doing 250 push-ups and 250 sit-ups per day. not the 15,000 push-ups that Beyond's doing, but we just decided to do 250 push-ups and 250 sit-ups per day. Beyond knew nothing about this. Beyond just had a short conversation with Cody. Now, we've all been doing this now for about a week. And at the Charlotte Treat 'Em Right seminar, Cody told the whole audience what we were doing, and he actually did 40 push-ups from the stage, and then I got on the stage and did some push-ups. Well, can you guess what happened? That's right. We started hearing about others in the crowd. There were about 1,000 people present. There were other people in the crowd that decided to take on the same challenge. In fact, I had about 30 people that told me after the seminar that they were going to take on this challenge, including there was a 12-year-old cheerleader that came up and said she was going to take it on too. Now, Beyond had no idea that his little conversation led to many, many people taking on this fitness challenge. Now, what's the point of all this? You have no idea who you're impacting when you find out who you are and then give yourself away. Cody has this on his voicemail. You may have heard him say it in his book. He says it from the stage at the Treat 'Em Right seminars. Find out who you are and then give yourself away. Now, these are 11 of the most powerful words that you can adopt. Beyond Wynn knows who he is, and he gives himself away. Cody was inspired by that. He shared it with a couple people. We were inspired by that, and we shared it with a couple people. And today, Beyond is changing lives, and he didn't even know it. I had a great conversation today with a good friend of mine named Tracy. And Tracy has traveled to obscure locations all around the world. In fact, she, in her young age, while she was in her 20s, she had already visited 40 countries. She's written about her travels, and she's done it on a shoestring. Tracy's a world traveler and has an amazing story that inspires other people. She knows who she is. Now, I advised her to now give herself away. When you inspire others with the things that move you and inspire you, you light a spark in others that can change the world. Send-out cards is simply a mechanism for encouraging others to live their dreams by sharing your source of inspiration with them. When you state your I ams, you're defining who you are, and then you give yourself away. People who aren't clear on who they are and why they're doing the business, or if their motivation is purely money, typically they don't inspire others, and their success becomes short-lived or non-existent. So you want to find out who you are and then give yourself away. Success-minded individuals always have a why that precedes their how. They always have a why that precedes their how. And, you know, companies that have that are only focused on the how or only focused on the what, they don't have near the success of companies that are focused on the why. And Send-Out Cards is a company that knows why it's here. So today I decided to come up with a word for the day, and I decided to share it with you. Why? Because if it inspires me, then it might inspire some of you. And when you share your inspiration, just like Beyond did with Cody, you change people for the better and they're moved to take action. My word for the day today was anticipation. I am anticipating good things. That's an I am statement. I am anticipating good things. I'm expecting strong leaders to join my team this month. I'm anticipating an amazing year with life-changing positive results for myself and for my team. I'm anticipating a fulfilling relationship that transcends anything that I've ever experienced before. Anticipation. One simple word. When I find out who I am and then I give myself away, I can inspire others to take on a new level of existence that can make their lives better. So here's part of my mission statement. I am a dream stretcher. I set the example for what's possible. The difference between me and most others is that I have bold dreams that inspire others to take action. I faithfully believe in them, and I exemplify the reality of expanding a dream and making it real. This is the very reason I share my dreams with you. The dreams I am fulfilling on and the dreams that I anticipate, that's my word for the day, that's what materializes or manifests itself in my life. That's who I am. Now, finally, our business is a testing ground. It's your vehicle for practicing the lessons on your journey. A very good friend of mine said something today that was profound. You know, I love just talking to the distributors in my organization and also talking to new people. I learn so much when I just ask questions and listen. She said, even if I don't make any money, my business is a manifestation of my personal growth. I can gauge how well I'm doing on my personal and spiritual journey by looking at the results I'm getting in my business. My business is an extension of my spiritual practice. The money that comes in is a result of how I flow my energy through life and through my business. My send out cards business is my playground to practice my skills. It's a way for me to test my ability to move from a place of belief to a place of knowing. It's about strengthening my faith. Until that happens, my business will probably stagnate at best. I can go out and I can share myself with others in a way that inspires them through the send out cards program. As I grow, my business grows. It allows me to process my skills in a way that adds value to the lives of other people. So with that, I would just like to kind of close up with the topic from tonight's call. It's very simple, opening the floodgates. Number one, you want to shift from believing and doubting to knowing. You know, doubting is somewhat of a antithesis of believing. So we go from believing to doubting, to believing to doubting, to believing to doubting. Cody Bateman never doubts. The reason he doesn't doubt is because he knows. When you know, there's no room for believing and doubt. There's no room for fear. So shift from believing and doubting to knowing. Number two, find out who you are and then give yourself away. If you're really still a little unclear on what that means, read the email when I send it out tonight, but then also read Cody Bateman's book, Prompting. It's well explained in there with a lot of stories. But you want to find out who you are. Like, what are you passionate about? What do you love? Create your I am statements. You know, and who you are your I am statements. It's who you create yourself to be. So find out who you are and then give yourself away. And use send out cards as a mechanism to give yourself away. Number three, each day, look for 1 to 3 opportunities to share send out cards or the send out cards opportunity with someone new. Look for 1 to 3 opportunities every single day, however you do it, whether it be having somebody send a card, whether it be giving somebody a magazine, sending out a card with the DVD. Look for opportunities, 1 to 3 a day, to share send out cards or the send out cards opportunity with someone new. Do it in a way that's generous. In other words, focus on giving and not on getting. Focus on giving and not on getting. Number four, accept that you're changing lives by giving yourself away, whether you can visibly see it or not. Think about Beyond Story. Accept that you are changing lives by giving yourself away, whether you can visibly see it or not. See, if Beyond had not attended that Treat'em Right in North Carolina, he may have never known that he impacted 20, 30, 40 people that day. There were people that probably didn't come up to myself and Cody after the Treat'em Right seminar that were impacted by Beyond's fitness challenge that we don't even know. Not to mention the people that went home and shared it with their spouses and their kids and things like that. So accept that you're changing lives by giving yourself away, whether you can see it or not. Number five, and the last one for tonight, each day you can use your send out cards business as a measuring stick and a barometer of how well you're doing on your personal journey. Take what you've learned and put it into action. Make send out cards a playground to practice and perfect your skills on a daily basis. With that, I'm going to end the call tonight, and we're going to open the call. Hope to see you at some of these events that are coming up. Check out the email when I send it out that has all that on there. Get yourself registered for the convention as well. If you like Treat'em Right seminar, I'm going to tell you this right now. Convention is 100 times better than Treat'em Right. You'll know that in the first 4 hours that you're there. I haven't missed one yet, and this is my 6th Treat'em Right seminar since I've been in Send Out Cards coming up, and there's a reason I go each year. There's no better source of inspiration to build a successful Send Out Cards business. So I'm going to open the call, give you all a chance to say goodnight. Thank you for being on tonight, and on the count of three, go ahead and tell me your name and the city you're calling from. 1, 2.
Victor Vigil,
Louisiana.
Louisiana.
Rain for Mayor Murphy.